This is listener-supported radio, public radio for music lovers, 88.5 FM, 88.5fm.org. My name's Mookie. Thanks again to Andy Chanley for letting us commandeer the airwaves during his afternoon show today. We do have live music from Hamish Anderson in studio right now. Dude, this is long overdue. We probably should have done this a long time ago, but you're finally in the studio today. And how are you, my man?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Very happy to be here.
We've run in sort of the same musical circles for several years now. We've been kind of watching your career and trajectory from afar. We'll talk about all the stuff that's going on, especially with the new record and some of the shows that you've played recently and a show in Southern California coming up. But you're playing today as a three-piece, and who did you bring today?
Yeah, we've got Curran McDowell on the drums and Lauren Stockner on the bass.
Well, welcome. Do your musician friends in studio today, do they play on the last record?
Not on the record, but we've pretty much everything live for like the past 2 years, I guess, coming up to has been this setup.
Well, I've been hearing some of your stuff during soundcheck, and wow, you guys play brilliantly together. So without further ado, how about let's rip into a song, and then we'll talk more about things. Again, HamishAndersonMusic.com is the website. Happy to have you in studio, and whenever you guys are ready. This is all new stuff, right, from the new record?
Yeah, this is going to be the first single off the new record, and this one's called No Good.
bridge on Heaven Hill, when I was drowning on dry land. Now I say, you know you're for me. Oh, hey.
So good, and the song's called No Good, and that's our version of it in studio right now. Hamish Anderson is the artist, getting some live music here on the Independent 88.5 FM. Out of My Head is the brand new record. It is available right now, and I just got myself a brand new Hamish Anderson t-shirt with the album art on it, and my man, it looks great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. So if people want to do a deep dive into your music, you've been putting out records for how long, you figure?
I mean, basically the past 5 years putting out stuff, but yeah, the first, like, this is my second album, Out of My Head, out now, and the first album, Trouble, came out in 2016.
Yeah, some of our listeners are probably familiar with some of your songs. We have, you know, the local music spotlight where we play some local artists during the day, and we play Trouble from time to time, and more recently, You Give Me Something is the track that we've been playing, again, off of the new record. Did you you've shared the stage with a countless number of real heavy hitters as far as an opening act, stuff like that. Most recently, you went back home to Australia, right? And you played, a few shows with Gary Clark Jr., right?
Yeah, it was 5 shows opening up for Gary out there, which, you know, it was amazing for me to be playing where I'm from in Australia, and then playing with Gary was just like the cherry on top. And yeah, it was a real highlight of the tour.
What did your relationship with Gary Clark Jr. kind of become? Because there is footage online, if people want to kind of do the search, of you performing up on stage with Gary Clark Jr., which is must have been sort of a kind of pinch yourself sort of moment, right? But what is your relationship like with him? And did you learn anything from him?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, Gary's someone that, especially of, you know, the younger generation kind of carrying the flag for blues music and rock and roll, he's really the, you know, as good as it gets. And I was always really into his music, and I met him the first year that I came out to the States in 2014, and he came to a show and was really complimentary, and we kind of hit it off there. And then getting to like play on stage with him was like totally unplanned. It was, I finished my set, I was hanging out, having a good time, and then he was like, I think I'm maybe going to bring you up for the encore. And he was like, you know, if it doesn't happen, I'm trying to figure it out. So I made sure I stood exactly by the drum riser where he could see me. And he just called me out, took off his guitar, gave it to me. He's like 6'5". I'm like super short, so I had it like hanging around my knees, but I'm just going for it. And it was great, man. It was just, it was totally wild to be like on stage looking at him playing his guitar. And it was crazy.
You know, we know you've done a lot in your career already, but you know, we got a great sense of pride seeing some of that footage of you up on stage with Gary Clark Jr. It was almost like our hometown guy is doing some big things. So that footage is out there online. Speaking of hometown guy, we claim you as our own, but originally you are from Australia, right? And
I'm from Melbourne. Yeah.
When did you first get into music, and did you always have sort of an affinity for the blues or just rock and roll generally?
Yeah, basically when I was around 12, Neither of my parents are musicians, but they're huge music lovers. And my dad, I found my dad's vinyl collection, and it was the Beatles and the Stones and Cream and Hendrix and all that stuff. And I got really hardcore into like Clapton and Keith Richards. And whenever you would read an interview with them, they would always talk about, you know, Muddy Waters and Jimmy Reed and Chuck Berry. So I just went back and I just fell in love with all that blues music and rock and roll. And yeah, it's kind of just, I feel the same way about it now. It's all still just my favorite music.
Yeah, you still probably consider yourself a student in some regard, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's, you know, something that like I take away from someone like Gary. Like, he's the same way. All those people, Gary or, you know, Keith Richards or whoever it is, I think they all consider themselves students of that music and just trying to like put their own spin on the blues, I think.
Mm-hmm. Again, Hamish Anderson is the artist in studio this afternoon on the Independent 88.5 FM. HamishAndersonMusic.com is the website. There's a show coming up next week at Hotel Cafe, which is just a good hang. Since you live in town now, you pop into that venue from time to time just on an off night just to hang.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great place to play and it's a great place to hang out because it's, you know, it's very inspiring, you see. Great thing about being in LA particularly is any night of the week, there's like great bands from all over the world, you know, playing, and it's very inspiring to see. So yeah. I'm looking forward to November 13th. We're playing at Hotel Cafe and yeah, it's going to be fun.
There you go. That is next Wednesday. Put it on your calendars. All right. So we've got you for three songs this afternoon. They're all new songs off Out of My Mind record, which is available right now. What do you guys want to play next?
We're going to do the new single, You Give Me Something.
Cool. Yeah. I could tell you already, this is one of the better in-studio performances we've had in recent weeks here. Hamish Anderson is the artist on the air with us on the Independent 88.5 FM. The new record is called Out of My Head. You just heard the live, I guess, 88.5 FM version of You Give Me Something on the air. It's been written, and I think you even wrote it yourself, my man, on HamishAndersonMusic.com in sort of the bio or, you know, kind of setting up the new record. You said that you touched on some themes that you haven't necessarily touched on in the past. Is that right?
Yeah, I think I wrote the whole record kind of in a very natural way where I wasn't even thinking about making a record. I just was writing a lot. And I'd come off a year of like a lot of touring, the first kind of year in the States of doing like festivals and stuff. So I was really kind of like burnt out from the live playing. So I kind of switched gears and went headfirst into writing. And yeah, and for the first time, kind of, I think it went a little deeper than maybe like, you know, relationship songs and things like that into maybe more introspective stuff and stuff about even kind of what's going on in the world, like bigger picture stuff. And yeah, everything felt a little more, it was funny, it's kind of a mixture of the intimate songs felt more intimate and the other stuff kind of felt more of taking on a, you know, a kind of like a view of the world and stuff.
Right. And we also find that, you know, when artists come through and they explain, you know, sort of them putting pen to paper to explain that their personal relationships and the things that they're going through personally, people really relate to that in the music, just the average listener. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I'm that way as well. Like, that's definitely why I think blues music in particular and all that music meant so much to me, was it was just so relatable. And I, you know, I find writing and music in particular like cathartic. So it helps me kind of make sense of things I'm going through or things people I know are going through and just make sense of the world. Really.
Yeah. I'm not much of a musician, but I do find that even playing one note, man, is therapeutic. You know what I mean?
Good for the soul.
I think you use the terms alienation and defiance are some of the things that you've touched on for this new record. Again, Out of My Head is the new album. It's available now. HamishAndersonMusic.com is the website. You worked with a producer that you have worked with in the past for this one, right?
Yeah.
Was there quite a bit of reworking the songs in the studio on the fly?
Yeah, it's great. The producer I worked with is Jim Scott, who's just a, like, you read the records he's worked on and it's just mind-blowing. It's like, you know, he's worked with everyone from Tom Petty to Tedeschi Trucks Band and the late, great Neil Casale and all these people. And yeah, I met Jim at a time where I was kind of a little burnt out and, you know, trying to find my feet in LA, and I met him and instantly everything kind of changed. And Jim has like a great vibe about him, and just he brings out the best in people. So I knew, you know, on this record I wanted to work with Jim, and he's very, very song based. So everything has to be, you know, the song has to be the best it can be. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to be able to like play it on an acoustic guitar and have it stand up as a song before you even think about guitar solos or drums and all bells and whistles.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he's just really good, I think, at creating like a comfortable vibe with everyone. And he's just great at kind of picking out the best parts that everyone can bring to the table.
Mm-hmm. It seems like you're doing good. You feel good generally with music and life? You feel like you're in a good place right now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm just grateful to be doing music. It's all I want to do, so any day that I get to play music is a good day.
Yeah, no kidding. Will the three-piece be playing at the Hotel Cafe next Wednesday, this sort of configuration we have in the studio today?
They will. You can come and see Curran and Lauren in the flesh.
That's what I'm talking about. We highly recommend that show next Wednesday, Hotel Cafe in Hollywood. If you haven't been to the venue, man, they've really tapped into the sort of musician scene, I guess, and the arts. Sort of like this radio station, you know?
Yeah, it's a great community. You know, that's the thing I really found about being in LA is just it's a great community of people kind of in the music world.
Yeah. So you've been in LA for a number of years. No turning back now, right?
No, I think this is my fourth or fifth year of being here.
Yeah.
And it's nice, you know, I get to miss the winter of Australia, which is really nice. So it's always just sunny out here. It makes you feel good. Makes you want to be creative.
Is there a winter in Australia?
Oh, yeah, hardcore.
No kidding.
Especially where I'm from in Melbourne. It's real gets real miserable. So everyone back home, I think, hates me that I kind of at the moment I'm getting the good all year summer.
Dude, it's gorgeous, especially out here today, thankfully. Again, yeah, Hamish Anderson is the artist in studio. It's been long overdue. We're really happy to have you live on the air.
Happy to be here.
This afternoon. HamishAndersonMusic.com is the website, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You're all over social media as well, and I imagine you'll tweet right back at whoever tweets at you.
I will. Anyone tweets at me, I'm tweeting right back.
Who are you on Twitter then?
I think I'm Hamish K. Anderson. I think someone had taken Hamish Anderson, so I made it confusing. I think I'm Hamish K. Anderson.
Fair enough. People can search for it.
Yeah.
So before we wrap it up, we'll do another song right off the new record.
Yeah, we're gonna do one. This is kind of a deep cut of the record. This one's called The Fall.
I could give you a quick storytellers type of moment before we play it.
Yeah, the VH1 storytellers.
Exactly.
Basically, it was kind of almost kind of like a warning song to a friend I had who was kind of losing their way a little bit. And it's a little bit of a kind of like a, you know, don't fly too close to the sun and just, you know, waiting on someone to kind of have a little bit of a wake-up call, I think.
Drifting aimlessly day to day, letting it all start to slowly slip away. No one will show you what you're searching for. You won't find love until you start to get more. You got yourself against the wall. Yeah, now what are you waiting for? Yeah, you know you're bound to fall. Tried to dry those crying eyes. Nothing's gonna change until you start to realize. You've gone too long, you gotta be so strong. I keep holding on, cause as you know by now, put yourself against the wall. Yeah, now what are you waiting for? Waiting for the fall. Try to have it all, and no one there left to heed the call. No one will show you what you're searching for. You won't find love until you start to get more. Get yourself against the wall. Yeah, you lose it all. Waiting for the fall, yeah. Just
There you go, live music here on the Independent 88.5 FM. It's Hamish Anderson. It's the Hamish Anderson Trio live in studio today. My name is Mookie, or Mark, if you prefer. Please, if you want the sessions going, we'd like to continue to do this on the air for years to come. Sign up and support our mission by becoming a member of Public Radio through 88.5fm.org. Hamish, you just got back from Europe, 24 shows in 29 days or something like that. Now, you've been out there before, but this was the first time you've sort of headlined your own tour out there, right?
Yeah, it was definitely very intense, but it was great. It's really, Europe's crazy. It's like people just go out if they've never heard of you just to like come, you know, check it out, and they go crazy for like guitars and...
Is that right? Blues.
Yeah, it's really, really wild, especially like Germany, you know, they just really seem to love guitar and blues-based music.
You think that's because everything's so cyclical, right? What used to be hot back in the day is now coming around, like actual instruments?
Maybe, it could be, but yeah, it's really nice, you know, to kind of go places you've never been and have people come out and just kind of, yeah, give you the energy back is really nice.
So 24 shows in 29 days is a grind, but it seems like maybe you did have a little bit of time to breathe and take in the sights and do some stuff around Europe.
A little bit. It's always, you know, it's always the same with, that's the downside of touring, I guess, that you never really get to see much. But I mean, yeah, it was great, you know, going to so many different places and seeing, you know, culturally seeing things so different. It's really a great experience.
We're going to kind of wrap it up here. There is a show again next Wednesday at Hotel Cafe. It's a Hamish Anderson. And what's beyond that as far as this country?
Yeah. Well, basically, I mean, I'm heading back to Australia for the Christmas break, which would be nice. And then early next year, we're going to start back up with shows out here. And then also, I think the aim for next year is hopefully we've been recording like a lot of the shows, like the Gary shows. We recorded the sound and a lot of stuff in Europe. So I'd really hope to kind of do like a proper live album for next year.
That's cool, man. Well, whatever we could do to help, we'll be on board, and we're fans. So
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
my
pleasure. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having.
Hamish Anderson is the guitarist and songwriter. We just got some live music here on the Independent 88.5 FM.